You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Why the cross? Yeah, you need to have that down. I'm not preaching to you. Okay, just wanted to make sure that, and I'm sure you know this, the cross is what brings us the new covenant, right? That's what started history. That changed history. A lot of people think it was Jesus' birth. It was the cross. It was the blood. As Paul said to the church in Galatia, right, chapter 4, he said, but when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. And by the way, that word adoption to sonship, it's a legal Greek term meaning to receive the full legal standing of an adopted male heir in Roman culture. That's what it means. I'm just checking it out. So the cross brings us the new covenant, born under the law. The cross is a dividing line of history. Also check out Hebrews 9:16. A lot of good stuff.
Helping you focus through the morning fog. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
Congratulations to Glens Falls, over 18 inches of snow. Wow. We sat there with it raining, about 30 degrees, I think it was, Saturday. You know, my wife's looking out the window at a tree across the street. It was top of limbs kept going crack. Ooh, look at that, you know. And I looked in our yard, and we have a big pine tree and then some others, and I said, wow, so far we're okay, we're good. And 20 minutes after, I said, crack, here they come. Boy, it was quite exciting. But I don't know if you're watching the March Madness, the men's basketball thing, but one of the reasons I love sports happened, okay, and I am talking about Yale defeating Auburn, 14-point underdog coming in. Nobody. I mean, everybody's crumpling up their brackets and throwing them away after Yale beat Auburn. It was amazing. But a more amazing thing really happened. Now, Yale, of course, you know, well, that's over in Connecticut, right? I don't know if you know this, but they played Auburn in a regional out in Spokane, Washington. That's about as far as you can get and be still in the country. And so their marching band didn't make it. And everybody knows, I mean, come on, you're in the NCAA tournament, and your marching band's not there, your pep band, you know, and all that. Well, the University of Idaho's band heard about that. You know what they did? They learned the Yale fight song, and they supported them in their win over Auburn. In fact, they even put on Yale jerseys. They became their band.
Wow, that's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Your morning dose of encouragement. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
Today's the day, by the way, that Jesus cleansed the temple. Boy, you know, I guess it was quite a deal out there buying and selling and the money changers and selling the doves, you know, for sacrifice and all that. I guess it got developed into quite a big deal right in front of his house. Right? A house of prayer, he said. Pretty amazing. But somebody said me yelling at squirrels in the street to move so they don't die is probably the same feeling God has watching me live life.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Now, we've got a situation with a 7-year-old flying alone, and there's a lot around this, right? His name is Landon, flying solo from Las Vegas to Portland in order to visit his father. His mother, Alexa, was concerned for her son's safety. Of course she was. So she wrote out a note for him to give to whomever sat next to him on the plane. Wow. In the note, she explained how her son had high-functioning autism, and he may be prone to asking, are we there yet? She went on to reassure the reader that although he sometimes got anxious during takeoff, he had plenty of snacks and games to keep him busy throughout the rest of the trip. She said, if you could please find it in your heart to make him feel comfortable and safe, I would be forever grateful. So, in addition, she included her phone number and also a folded $10 bill into the letter in the hopes that it would incentivize the passenger to be extra patient with her son. So when the plane landed in Portland, she received a text message that brought tears to her eyes. The text was from a man named Ben, who sat next to him on the plane, a seven-year-old. When he gave him the note, he was more than happy to accommodate the youngster. He detailed how he and Landon had chatted, played some video games, cracked jokes throughout the flight, and he snapped a selfie with him and his new friends sitting on the plane seat in a photo to reassure that everything had gone smoothly. And not only that, he said he had donated the $10 to the Autism Society. And it's pretty much a miracle that I got that out.
Totally.
Pretty cool.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He is that morning person.
You know, I didn't really know that the Mount of Olives was up so high and had an incredible view. But I'm looking at a photograph right now of Dallas Jenkins and their friend Rabbi Jason Sobel. He's a friend of the Chosen there, and he asks a lot of biblical things, right? It gives a lot of insight. And I know you went over this probably yesterday in church, Palm Sunday. What was that all about? Jesus on a donkey, you probably got that and stuff. So Rabbi, though, gives a neat little way as to what happened. I thought you might be edifying for you.
It was from the Mount of Olives that he rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday in fulfillment of the Messianic prophecy, Zechariah 9:9, behold, your king comes to you humbly and riding on a donkey. So you could just imagine the crowds cheering and welcoming, entering into the Passover season. And of course, as he's going down to Jerusalem, he also looks over the city and he's overcome by emotion, and he understands that Jerusalem is going to experience a hardship. He says that, behold, Jerusalem, your house is going to be left desolate because you did not recognize the day of your visitation, and you will not see me again until you say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord. So he wept over what was going to happen to Jerusalem, and he loved this city, he loved his people, and he wanted to see the redemption.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.